Hey, everybody, welcome to the February 3rd, 2013 broadcast. It was a great show. You're really going to enjoy it. I brought the show to you live from the Talk 860 WGUL studios in Tampa, Florida, the home also of News Talk 930 WLSS Sarasota, two great affiliates. It was great to be home in Tampa. Joe Weaver, Michael Martin, oh boy, who else? The great Alan Gottlieb joined us. It was a fantastic broadcast. You're going to have a lot of fun. Two quick things before we get to the show. SupportSecondAmendment.com. SupportSecondAmendment.com. Please head over there. We're over 70,000 names. Add your name to the list. We need over 100,000 to really get some traction. We're going to deliver the petition with the Salem Talk Radio host in Washington, D.C., personally to the halls of Congress in April. SupportSecondAmendment.com. Also, this coming weekend, February 9th, if you can make it, please head up to the Lakeville, Minnesota Gander Mountain Academy. I'll be there. Rob Pincus will be there. Michael Martin will be there. And we'll be doing a special live two-hour broadcast on Saturday from the Gander Mountain Academy in Lakeville. Make sure you are there, and I'll see you on the radio.
Your prescription for freedom and giving you a voice every week. This is Armed American Radio, coming to you from the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Now, here's Mark Walters.
Oh, and the Crossbreed Holster Studios today are in Tampa, Florida, back home, coming to you from the Talk 860 Studios, WGUL in Tampa, Florida. Welcome to the Armed American Radio broadcast. Joe Weaver from Tampa's WGUL joins me today. Joe, how you doing?
Hey, buddy. It's good to be here with you.
Oh, it's always great to be home, and it's always great to see you in the control room. I feel welcome. I'm comfortable. I'm home. I love it. Whew, the weather's nice, too, Joe.
It's Florida, man. It's always nice.
It is nice, isn't it? Hey, we have our compatriot down there in Dallas going to join us today, Shanto, right? Shanto, how you doing?
I'm doing quite well. How you doing?
Doing wonderful. How's the weather down in Dallas there, Shanto?
There's no storm, so I'm not happy. It's sunny, and I think it was like 65, 70 degrees today.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh, yeah. We don't get ice and snow very rarely, so.
You know, who's that shark on Saving Nemo or whatever it was?
First of all, I haven't seen
Finding
Saving
Nemo.
What?
The movie Finding Nemo?
I don't believe
the shark that says, oh, that's good.
I'll have to catch up on that.
I'm telling you, well, we're going to have a great day. There's nothing, again, nothing, no news to talk about, is there, relative to guns, is there, Joe Weaver?
Well, I mean, like we were talking about earlier, it's like a whipsaw. I mean, every other day we're hit up with, if it's not guns, then it's the gay agenda. If it's not that, then it's global warming. If it's not that, then it's we got to raise taxes. It seems like it's one thing every day, but it keeps coming back to this because, you know, as we've seen, and I even, you know, of course, right now actually is the halftime show right now of the Super Bowl. So this is a great time. Hopefully people are coming by to say, you know, to listen to
Freedom
us.
Freedom never right takes a break, Joe.
That's exactly right. But as I was listening to the pregame coming in today, I heard the little kids from Sandy Hook singing the God Bless America, which mm-hmm. I thought was wonderful.
Right.
But at the same time, I had this thought. I mean, there's a reason why I have these thoughts that that the presence of these poor kids is another attempt to kind of galvanize into people's minds this idea that we need to take radical gun control measures. And it's unfortunate. I'm not suggesting that this instance today was a part of that, but it all just pig piles on top of each other.
It's all part of the plan. It's all part of the grand master plan, as you well know. And this is what's happening in the mainstream media today, Joe. No question about
that. Right.
It was Eric Holder many years ago who said we need to brainwash people. Mm. Remember that? Sean, you know that.
Oh, yeah. Well,
Eric Withholder.
Withholder, exactly.
Eric Withholder. Now, global warming you mentioned, Joe. This is interesting. Because Christy Hefner, I was a guest on the Mike Gallagher show this week for the second time in a week. And Mike, a friend of mine, God bless him, and welcome back to his show. He was out sick for a couple weeks. He said he wouldn't wish what he had on goofball liberals either. He said he just wouldn't wish it on anybody. But I did a great segment with him, and he played for us Christy Hefner. You know who Christy Hefner is, Sean?
No.
Hugh Hefner's daughter.
Oh, okay. That explains it.
Right? He said, you know, a successful businesswoman in her own right. And I want to play the clip, Joe, if we can, from my segment with Gallagher. And ladies and gentlemen, I want you to listen to Christy Hefner's theory on the gun violence in Chicago. Let's go ahead and play that clip.
Here he is, nationally syndicated host from Armed America Radio. He's spokesman for the United States Concealed Carry Association, columnist for Concealed Carry Magazine, co-author of Lessons from Armed America, and he's co-author of the upcoming book, Lessons from Unarmed America. Let's welcome on our guest line the great Mark Walters. Hey, Mark, how you been, buddy?
Oh, Mike, I'm doing great. Thanks so much for having me today. Welcome back. It's an honor to be on the show with my favorite talker.
You're terrific. It feels great to be back. I don't recommend double pneumonia to anyone, even my worst even my worst enemies, even the most diabolical lib. I don't want them to get double pneumonia. Although I don't know if it was cold medicine that led Christy Hefner to say what she said on MSNBC, but we're having some fun with this audio clip. And by the way, we are at 59,929 signatures for our Save the Second Amendment petition. I predict it will hit 60,000 during my conversation with you, Mark, over the next few minutes. To have tens of thousands of our listeners lend their name to an effort that we're putting together to deliver to Congress, it's a pretty powerful tool, isn't it?
It is, absolutely. And I would ask everybody, please, while you're listening to this segment with Mike and I, please head over there to Mike Gallagher's site and join Second Amendment, support secondamendment.com, put your name on that petition. Let's get that thing over 60,000.
Let's get it over 60,000, and I'll bet we will in the next 5 minutes. I can probably guarantee it. We're 59,931 right now, so we're just a couple dozen away. This is the kind of idiocy that is beginning to pass for discourse in this country, Mark. This is a very successful businesswoman in her own right, Christy Hefner, the former CEO of Playboy Enterprises, big company. She's sitting there with that goofball Joe Scarborough on MSNBC, right. And they were trying to struggle with a fact that the anti-gun crowd can't shake, and that is, if gun control legislation is so effective, how are cities like Chicago and Washington, D.C., which have some of the strictest gun control laws on the planet, so dangerous? Christy, as you may have heard, has an explanation.
Now, there are contributing factors that are not under anybody's control and may seem odd, but it is factually true. One of them is actually the weather. There is a dramatic increase in gun violence when it is warmer, and we are having this climate change effect that is driving that.
So there you go, Mark.
All right. Sean, it's climate change. Climate change. It's not a gun-free zone city being run by criminals. It's climate change. Now, my response to Mike, I wanted to get your comments, which is why I didn't play the rest of it, because I wanted to give you my response live today here from the Talk 860 WGUL Tampa studios. I believe that we can find out whether or not Miss Christy Hefner is right.
And how is that?
We can commission a study to determine how many drive-bys in Chicago are being committed from the front or back seats of a Prius. Now, Joe, I'd like to get your comment on that.
Well, I mean, it's very hard to take seriously something as patently How do I say this? I don't want to be unnecessarily rude to Ms. Hefner. Let's just say uninformed.
Save that for me. I'll do that after you finish your statement.
If I hear her correctly, what she's saying is that the hotter it gets, the more likely it is that people are going to shoot each other to death, right? Is that
as Mike reminded everybody later in that segment that it was 27 degrees when she was referring to the weather in Chicago.
Would it therefore not stand to reason that states like, Florida would be like out of control with gun death if that was the situation? I mean, last I checked, I mean, the city of Tampa, we're usually consistently warmer than Chicago.
It was quite balmy today as I enjoyed my lunch looking out at the bay.
And I managed to, traverse around the city all the time with nary a worry about being gunned down because of, hordes of violent, people trying to get away from the heat. And the only place they can turn to is to, gun violence. It's a non sequitur. I could say that. That's a nice way of saying that.
Mike was very nice to Christy Hefner when he said, by the way, by all accounts, a smart businesswoman in her own right. Well, I don't know. Maybe that was a little bit nice. I'll tell you why. Because I would probably be a smart businessman in my own right if my father turned over the reins to me to a ongoing multi-billion-dollar business that was currently running itself with a staff of thousands.
Yeah, well, it's really hard to sell the product that they have there. It takes a certain talent to push the talent that exists over there at the Playboy. Not just anybody can do what they do over there. I mean,
now,
it does take certain...
Now, let's go even further. Why is Christy Hefner being asked for her opinions on gun control in Chicago to begin with?
That is a good question.
This is pure stupidity. This is nothing but boneheadedness coming from a bonehead. So let's call this what this is. Sean, I suggest we give Christy Hefner this week's Armed American Radio Bonehead of the Week Award.
I agree. But here's my biggest question.
Uh-oh.
What? She started working in science when?
Yeah.
About the same time Al Gore did. Maybe she went to the same.
Oh, well, there you go. I mean, what she says, really?
Playboy magazine editor. Politician, global warming experts.
I'll be honest with
you. Mix a couple celebrities in there, man. You've got a cocktail of brilliance.
I'll be honest with you. I've gone through the hood. You know, sometimes I drive through the hood to come to work, and I have never seen a gangster in a Prius. But that might be a new trend.
You never seen a gangster.
It is a good question, though.
I actually ran into a gangster in a Prius on the way to Florida this week. Sean, I sent you a text message, or I believe I left you a message on the highway, didn't I?
Yes, you did.
The individual did not like my faster and better than his Prius Camaro. As I was driving by, I looked over at him. He smiled at me and flipped me off as I drove by.
He didn't shoot at you?
This is what you get. Mm. No, he didn't shoot at me, but I was in Florida when that happened. Joe's theory might hold true.
It was a little cooler in the day at that point.
It was still, I had just crossed the border. It was still in the 30s.
There you go.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Armed American Radio Network. You are in for a treat. This is going to be a great one. Stick around. Freedom doesn't wait for football games. We'll be back after this.
Hi everyone, I'm Tim Schmidt, founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association. Every week, Mark talks about the attacks on our Second Amendment from anti-gun politicians across America, and we talk about what's being done to preserve and protect freedom. The National Rifle Association, America's oldest civil rights organization, is the leader in preserving the Second Amendment. Because of NRA's 4 million members, the National Rifle Association's grassroots advocacy is the nation's most successful. Imagine what we could accomplish with more members like you to join the fight. That's why you need to be a member. Sign up today. There's no excuse. Help fight for our freedom. Join NRA and learn all about NRA Institute for Legislative Action's efforts to make sure American gun laws work for you. I'm a life member, and it's one of the most important things I ever did. Call 800-672-3888 or sign up online at www.membership.com. NRAHQ.org.
Carrying spare magazines is always a great idea. The Crossbreed holster outside the waistband mag carrier is the most comfortable OWB rig on the market today. The Crossbreed mag carrier provides great retention and a high ride, enabling total concealment and immediate access under only a light cover garment. Available for single or dual magazines, these incredibly comfortable magazine carriers may just save your life one day. Crossbreed holsters, often imitated but never duplicated. To order your Crossbreed mag carrier, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The new Tac Slide by Galco Gun Leather combines steer hide and kydex together for a fast, concealable, and economical holster design. The Tac Slide mates a kydex holster pocket to a slotted steer hide backplate with an open top and neutral cant to provide the fast and smooth draw. With 1 3/4 belt slots, the Tac Slide is worn close to the body for maximum concealment and comfort for under $40. Visit usgalco.com today. That's usgalco.com.
North American Arms offers the most popular mini revolvers ever produced. Chambered in .22 short, .22 long rifle, and .22 magnum, the North American Arms mini revolvers are the standard by which all other mini revolvers are judged. These incredibly small and compact revolvers offer 5-shot capacity in your pocket when the chips are down and your life is on the line. The .22 long rifle can also be ordered with a holster grip. For more information on these incredible mini revolvers, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
The night. We may not own it, but we control it through silence. From Allegiance Ammunition comes the Silent Strike, the world's only 223 subsonic round that fully functions the M4, the AR-15, and the HNK-416. No more having to single-stroke your AR-15 when firing subsonic rounds. Allegiance Ammunition has created astonishing stealth and maximum performance in a silent package. Visit AllegianceAmmunition.com. That's AllegianceAmmunition.com.
The Ruger American Rifle. An American legend is born. The Ruger American Rifle is a 100% American-made firearm that offers outstanding performance at a great price. It features power bedding integral bedding blocks for outstanding accuracy, a Ruger Marksman adjustable trigger for a crisp and user-adjustable 3- to 5-pound trigger pull, a flush-fit 4-round rotary magazine for smooth, reliable feeding, and a 3-lug bolt with 70-degree throw for ample scope clearance and fast follow-up shots. The Ruger American Rifle. Another American-made product from Ruger.
Handguns Magazine calls it Pocket Thunder. The new CM40 from Carr Arms packs the powerful 40 Smith & Wesson in a firearm measuring only 4 inches tall and with a 3.1-inch barrel length. It weighs in at only 15.8 ounces. With a retail price of $517, the new CM40 from Carr Arms is Pocket Thunder indeed. To purchase the Carr Arms CM40, visit your local dealer or visit CarArms at KAHR.com.
This is Armed American Radio, heard coast to coast on the Armed American Radio Network. Here again is Mark Walters.
I absolutely love that guy, Joe Weaver, from Talk 860 WGUL here in my home in Tampa. Don't you love John Young?
It's just got that intense sound. Yeah.
He's just got it going on, man. Emmys, he's got just roomfuls of Emmys, and he's so great. Hey, Mark, we need to get you hooked up again. We need to put some new stuff on there. He's really good. Minneapolis, Minnesota's 12 degrees right now. Shanto, did you know that?
No, but I'd like to be there.
Is light snow, snow? Ooh, light, yes. Light snow feels like 12 degrees. Usually that means that there's like no wind or anything up there. The snow might be keeping it warmer. But joining us, you know, Joe, this is fun stuff. You're going to have to attend one of these with me sometime.
Okay.
Armed American Radio, together with our great sponsor Gander Mountain, is sponsoring the second CCW Expo at the Gander Mountain Academy in Lakeville, Minnesota, this coming Saturday, February 9th, February 9th. So if you can make it, if you're up there in the great frozen tundra, by all means, get yourself over to the Gander Mountain Academy. Come into Minneapolis. Visit the Mall of America. Spend some money and come meet me. Come meet Rob Pincus. Come meet Michael Martin and our next guest, Lee Michaels, because we will be putting together this weekend, guys, a sponsorship with 1280, our great affiliate, The Patriot. We're going to be broadcasting live.
Nice.
For 2 hours on Saturday the 9th from the Gander Mountain Academy. Lee Michaels joins me from the great affiliate, 1280 AM, The Patriot. Lee, how you doing, brother?
Hey, doing great, Mark. Good to hear from you.
It's 12 degrees up there. It's cold, man.
Yeah, it's warm inside.
It is warm. Which is where everybody's going to be next Saturday, warm inside the Gander Mountain Academy. We're going to be having some fun. Lee, tell us about what we're going to do. I'm really looking forward to this. This is exciting stuff.
Well, we're really looking forward to having you back in town, Mark. Of course, up here Saturday afternoon, we have the Northern Alliance Radio Network, Mitch Berg, a great guy, great friend of the Second Amendment. And we'll be broadcasting live from Gander there. We'll have you as a guest, Michael Martin as a guest. We'd love to get Rob Pincus on and, you know, just share all the stories and what's going on with the Second Amendment and how we can help get out and support it, and better yet, come on down to Gander and actually try some great firearms, sign up for classes, and so much more.
Yeah, you know, that's the key. Remember, there's going to be over 45 vendors. Mm. This is a try before you buy. Check this out. Ammunition's tough to come by right now. Firearms are tough to come by right now. Joe, you know this. All right, they're flying off the shelves everywhere. That's because our president is, well, we'll go to him later in the show. We'll discuss the new photo of him shooting later. Trust me, that's on the docket.
That's just funny.
That is funny. But Lee, when you can line up, and you know, we did this down at Gander in Florida at the Lake Mary Orlando facility. Man, you talk about, record-setting days over there, and we expect this to be bigger, Lee, and with you guys setting up that booth. You going to have the truck out, the van out there and everything?
Everything. We'll be there.
That's the real deal. Now, are you going to be on the mic the whole time?
I'll be with you for some of it, but I'll probably let Mitch, who it's his normal time slot with the Northern Alliance Radio Network, and he'll kind of handle it. He's a concealed carry guy, or he'll, as he says, he'll either confirm or deny, and I won't confirm or deny it either, but he's a big supporter of all of this, and it's going to be a wonderful show. But have you on, and looking forward to seeing Michael again. It's been a while since I've chatted with him. On air, I guess last time I didn't let the state fair with you a couple years ago.
Yeah, you know, I think it was, if that's the last time that you've spoken with him. But, you know, Michael was informing me today that when we were finalizing everything with you, that you guys are under significant pressure in Minnesota right now. There's talk with your goofball governor and your Democratic-run Senate and House of pulling a New York state. And we're going to go up there and we're going to get in their faces next week. And we're going to talk truth. And there's some significant fear that they're going after magazine bans right now. They're going to do a gun grab like they did. And no grandfathering, Lee, no grandfathering, as if we should be accepting grandfathering as an answer anyway. All right. Oh, of course. Exactly. And that's, we're going to talk about that, frankly, next week on the air with you. Looking forward to that with our great Minnesota fans. But here, you know, what they're trying to do now is go in and say, hey, guess what? 120 days. Turn in your magazines 120 days. They're just looking at making you and me, law-abiding citizens, criminals. That's their sole intent, Lee. So we're going to follow this very carefully. Michael Martin will be joining us later on the program to give us the lowdown, Minnesota listeners in particular, as to what they're attempting to do up there. It's frightening stuff, man. It's frightening. Not only is it cold, but it's scary, Lee.
Well, that's why we want everybody to come out. I mean, it's so important to get out and support these, and don't be sitting on the sideline. And if you've never fired a gun before, you've been thinking about, you know, purchasing a firearm for yourself, this is the time to do it. Come join us Saturday. We've got the live broadcast. He'll be there. Rob Pinkus will be there. I'm really looking forward to meeting Rob after I heard him on your program and watched him on television and all kinds of specials. And really looking forward to this, because there's a couple of guns I think I want to try while I'm there as well.
Oh, I want to try a few of them. I want to try all the ones they don't like. Those are the fun guns, the ones that they think look scary, you know, the ones they're afraid of. Those are the fun guns. Hey, Lee, while we have you for a couple more minutes, I want listeners to know, please remind us, you had your own frightening incident. Ladies and gentlemen, what you're about to hear is the real deal. This is why we have to stay in their faces. Lee, very quickly, tell us what happened to you.
Well, they're going to be able to read the whole story in your upcoming book, but I was a victim of a carjack and a robbery at gunpoint. You guys caught me coming out of my garage one night after hockey, and a pretty scary ordeal, and I didn't get the details of how I got away and got out of that, but that won't be happening again to me. And that was even with good situational awareness and thinking I was doing the right thing, and still got caught.
You know, you don't have eyes in the back of your head, Lee, and you and I have talked about this on this program many, many times, and you're right. Thanks for that plug. Your story is going to be told in detail with a very crisp analysis from Kathy Jackson about what actually happened. I'll tell the story of what you just told in a little bit more detail, of course, as my interviews with you. And Kathy will come in behind us, and she'll analyze that and tell readers exactly the who's, whys, what's, and wherefores of what actually occurred. Now, the two scumbags that attacked you, one of them was caught, and he never dropped dime on the other one, did he?
Nope. Yeah, he spent 54 months in the state penitentiary here in Minnesota. The other one never turned him over. So it was tough. And, you know, speaking of, you know, getting training and being better prepared, next time when we were up here at Gander, the training academy, did the 300-degree simulator, there was a scenario that I ran through that was awfully eerie, very close to what I actually experienced.
Right.
And it was amazing how realistic that felt and how it just kind of brought everything back.
I'm sure it did. Listen, ladies, that's a great segue into this comment, too. Ladies and gentlemen, if you've never been there, we talk about these simulators all the time. 300-degree simulators. Lee, how realistic are these things?
It was, I never saw the guy coming behind me.
Isn't that something? Yeah, fantastic stuff. Well, you know, Lee, I'm looking forward to it. Believe me, we just put together this whole deal. USCCA, Armed American Radio, the Great Patriot, 1280 AM, the Patriot in Minneapolis. Listeners, come on down. Have a wonderful time with us. Get in the simulators with me, Rob Pinkus, Michael Martin, and the rest of the staff. Try before you buy. 45 to 50 vendors. We're going to pack the place. It will be a record day. It's cold outside. head down to the Gander Mountain Academy in Lakeville and come meet with us and have a great time. We'll even put you on the air. Lee Michaels, thanks very much. Appreciate you giving us all the details here on the Armed American Radio Network. We'll see you next week, ladies and gentlemen, with you at the Gander Mountain Academy in Lakeville, Minnesota. We'll be back after this. Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
Do you have dark circles or puffy eyes? If you have dark circles under your eyes, bags, or puffiness, we're looking for you. Because right now, we're offering a risk-free trial of a fast-acting eye cream to listeners of this station. You heard right. Every listener who calls now can try a risk-free jar of Lumitone, the cream that fades dark circles from view in seconds. We only have a limited supply of risk-free jars, so don't wait. For details, just call 1-800-487-9613. Lumitone makes dark circles less visible in seconds. Watch your dark circles fade from view like magic. And Lumitone is great for puffiness, bags, and fine lines by the eyes. This risk-free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Call us now for details on this Lumitone risk-free offer. Just call 1-800-487-9613. That's 1-800-487-9613. Call 1-800-487-9613.
My name is Jennifer. I'm 44, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
My name is Kim. I'm 47, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
I'm Jane. I'm 52, and I lost a ton of weight with the Amberin program. Even my belly fat is gone, and it was so easy.
Thousands of women over 40 who used to struggle with weight gain are having incredible success with the Amberin program. That's because Amberin focuses on hormonal balance. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40, especially during menopause, is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But the Amberin program balances your hormones naturally, making losing weight surprisingly easy. Plus, Amberin eliminates other symptoms of unbalanced hormones, like hot flashes, irritability, and sleeplessness. Call in the next 15 minutes to receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Call 1-800-647-9277. That's 1-800-647-9277. 1-800-647-9277.
You know, weekdays and holidays are for catching up on sleep, right? Well, wrong. According to a nationwide Sleep Number survey, more than half of adult Americans do not get more sleep on the weekends. What you really need is a better night's sleep every night, like the deep restorative sleep you get on a Sleep Number bed. My Sleep Number is 95 to 100, and the suspended Sleep Number is, still confidential privileged information. The Sleep Number bed's exclusive dual-air technology lets you adjust your bed to your ideal firmness. Each side is adjustable, making it the perfect bed for couples. You'll only find the Sleep Number bed at a Sleep Number store. Queen mattresses start at just $699. Right now, you can enjoy the lowest prices of the season on the bed that can change your life and sleeping habits. Save an incredible $300 to $1,000 on selected bed sets. Hurry, the sale ends July 8th. There are 400 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Find yours today by calling 1-800-339-1101. That number again, 1-800-339-1101. Don't forget to tell them I sent you.
We're sticking together on Facebook at Armed American Radio and on the web at armedamericanradio.com. Now back to the radio broadcast. Here again, Mark Walters.
Thank you, John Young. Welcome back. This is the Armed American Radio Network live. I'm coming to you live from the Talk 860 WGUL studios here in my home in Tampa, Florida. Balmy, beautiful, 70 degrees today, 73 degrees, 77 yesterday. It was great. Joe Weaver from Tampa's Talk 860 WGUL joins me. Love coming home and love having you on the show, Joe.
Yeah, man, it's always good to have you here. It's always, I mean, I keep telling you every time you come here that you need to move back down here because, you know, I mean, you always marvel about how great the weather is, and the weather's, it's like this all the time. It's perfect and a little warm pretty much all the time.
Well, I appreciate the invites. I appreciate the invites all the time, and I'm working on that. Let's just say I'm working on that. Shanto, go ahead. Shanto in Dallas, Texas, how you doing? My sidekick, my friend.
I'm doing pretty good.
My brother.
And I'm trying to get him to move here to Texas.
But that ain't going to happen. That's not going to happen.
See, he's fighting me on it.
Too dusty out there.
Texas,
man,
is comparable.
Oh, well, you know.
Yeah, but philosophically, it's right in line. I mean, I actually have a large place in my heart for Texas. You got to have a big heart in your heart for Texas.
No question
Texas
about
is huge.
It. No question. Hey, gentlemen, we have got an outstanding guest right now. Ladies and gentlemen, you're in for a treat. The man with the answers and the man that will help you feel better as we are currently being attacked. Our Second Amendment freedoms are under vicious assault right now. The worst attack ever in my lifetime, and I won't tell you how long I've been alive. Suffice to say, it's almost 51 years. How about that? I gave it away. But Mr. Alan Gottlieb from the Second Amendment Foundation is kind enough to join us today. Alan Gottlieb, welcome to the show. Always a pleasure to have you here. Sean, did we lose him? I hear that.
Yeah, I'll call him right back.
You call him right back? Okay, we'll get him right back. Joe, when Alan comes on, he is just an absolute wealth of information. His organization, and wow, I can't tell you, financing the lawsuits that are keeping the Second Amendment in front of everybody, protecting all of our freedoms every single day around the country. As I like to say, Joe, it's Alan Gottlieb and the Second Amendment Foundation that while we're sleeping, these guys have our back. Trust me, it's there. You know, we say stay awake with toothpicks in your eyes. These guys are the ones with the toothpicks.
Well, that's important because for so many of us, you know, we do like to, you know, sleep from time to time. We do right. like to take our minds off of these things from time to time. And in the meantime, the forces on the other side they never sleep. They are constantly attack. So it's important that people like Mr. Gottlieb and other organizations that have our rights at it. You know, a lot of people don't. It's really hard to be conscious of losing rights, especially if you're not conscious of them being there in the first place.
That's called apathy. That's called
exactly
apathy.
What that is.
Let's go there for a second. Let's talk about supporting the Second Amendment until we can get Alan back on.
Got it.
You got him back on, Sean?
Yes.
Let's bring him on. The great Alan Gottlieb joins us on Armed American Radio. Alan, welcome to the show. Always a pleasure to have you, my friend.
Hey, it's good to speak with you, Mark.
Hey, Alan, listen, wow, you and I have not had an opportunity to have a discussion on Armed American Radio since Sandy Hook. And, you know, of course, Sandy Hook is the catalyst. They say Sandy Hook is the catalyst for Feinstein's re-upped gun ban bill and throwing the kitchen sink in it and everything else. And we all know that this was a pre-planned, this is well-coordinated, well-funded, systematic attack against our Second Amendment freedoms, that Sandy Hook was really the excuse, I believe, to throw this at us. Am I right or wrong, do you think?
Well, Senator Feinstein admitted that. She said she had the bill pre-prepared before Sandy Hook, and then she was just waiting for the right time to introduce it. So, yeah, you're right, and she's affirmed it. I mean, they admitted it.
Alan, does she expect – what do you think that she expects from this bill now that she's added the kitchen sink? And there's 150 firearms. I've read, you know, just about everything there is to read about it. Of course, we've got the 23 executive orders, nothing of which I've seen yet. And I want you to correct me if I'm wrong, that would have stopped Sandy Hook. Again, am I wrong?
There's nothing in any of these proposals that would have stopped Sandy Hook. There's no doubt about that. But in answering your question with regard to what does she expect with this, it's interesting because I just had a similar conversation this week with a reporter from the Congressional Quarterly, because they can't understand why she proposed it when there isn't enough votes to get it passed even in the Senate, yet alone the House. And, of course, I have two takes on that. take one is that she's going to use it as a tool for amendments, knowing it can't come out alive as a bill by itself.
Right.
Since she's going to try to tack it onto something that everybody needs and wants, so they'll have to say, oh, I didn't vote for this, I voted for that. And that's what she's going to try to do, because it doesn't make any sense whatsoever otherwise for her to have proposed something that isn't going to go anywhere and poison the well with such something that's so extreme that what happens now is what's happening on the Hill is that nobody wants to deal with any gun control whatsoever because she's used the poison pill, so to speak, talking about bans of everything in the whole world. And so the bottom line is that now it's so toxic that people on her side can understand why she introduced that. You know, with the bargaining chip, it wasn't going to work because when you go that extreme, you turn everybody off.
Right.
And so that's what's happening. And likewise, she's, you know, what she's done is she's energized the whole gun rights movement. People who never even thought about protecting the right to keep their arms are now getting engaged in the battle. So she's, everything she's done has backfired so far. But again, my concern is that it gets put on as an amendment to something that everybody needs to have passed. And then, lo and behold, we're in trouble.
Now, if it's my understanding, Alan, that she has already made that comment publicly that Harry Reid has allowed that to happen, is going to allow that to happen. Is that correct?
Well, what she's talking about is that Harry Reid said that she's, if a gun bill comes out, he said that she could bring this up as an amendment to that gun bill. If it comes up as an amendment to that gun bill, I think it's going to fail. The problem is if it's an amendment to something else where it's up on the floor, then we have a problem.
Tacking it onto some type of bipartisan immigration legislation or something like that, then we've got an issue.
Or funding for law enforcement.
Right.
Yeah.
And you know, what I think, let's try to make people feel a little bit better here, Alan. I have done a tremendous amount of interviews over the last 4 to 5 weeks. And in every one of those cases, I try to make people feel a little bit better, as you just did. I do not believe, and I you just reiterated that for me, that we've got 20 senators up for re-election in 2014, six of them in particular in very red states. I do not believe Harry Reid is going to allow this to come up and put those individuals at risk, as you said, since everyone is now heavily engaged in this battle. And it's getting better on our side. We're building momentum every day against this. So I think the Senate is a dead issue. Do you really believe that John Boehner would allow, even if the Senate did and it were for some weird reason to were to pass, that John Boehner would allow this to come to the floor and hand Barack Obama his biggest legislative victory since Obamacare after what happened with the fiscal cliff fake deal? What's your thoughts on that?
Well, you just gave me a whole lot of things to respond to. So let me try and back it up to see if I can remember here.
Please do.
Okay. First of all, Harry Reid, you're right, wouldn't want this to come up for a vote per se. However, the White House is going to lean on him very, 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 very heavily to the point where he may not be able to say no. And some of the senators, if you remember 1994 when we had the first assault ban, a lot of senators got defeated. Congressmen got defeated because they voted for it. And they knew they were going to lose, but they got so much pressure put on by their party, they went along with it anyway. Well, let me tell you, the Democrats are going to put all the pressure they can on those people. So I'm not totally counting on the fact that some of those people who say they're pro-gun and are from those red states and know that, in fact, if they vote for it, it's maybe the kiss of death, they may get sacrificed on the altar of political correctness, so to speak, and they may go the other way. So I wouldn't swear that the bill is dead no matter what. My bigger concern is that not the Feinstein bill, but something else goes that isn't quite as extreme, but something that we can't live with either as a compromise. And that's what I'm most concerned about.
Haven't we compromised enough, Mr. Gottlieb? Haven't we compromised enough in your mind?
Well, you know, to me, first of all, a compromise is where each side gives up something. Or somebody, you know, you give up something and you get something. The other side doesn't play the compromise game that way. What they do is they take part of your rights today and come back for the rest of them tomorrow. What do they ever give us in a compromise? We never get anything.
That's absolutely correct.
I can't call that a compromise. I can just call that a sellout.
The voice of reason. Alan, we're getting ready to take a break. Can you stay with us for the final segment of this hour?
I would love to. Thank you.
You got a deal. Sean, let's go ahead and keep him in. We're going to keep the great Alan Gottlieb here. We'll be back on the Armed American Radio Network with me, Mark Walters, Joe Weaver here at Talk 860 WGUL in my hometown in Tampa, and Shanto back after this with Alan Gottlieb. Okay, now we're going to talk about how you can get prepared to defend yourself and your family in a worst-case scenario. All of you know I'm a huge fan of Rob Pincus and his work with the Personal Defense Network. Well, the Personal Defense Network has assembled a series of revolutionary handgun training videos designed to make you more efficient with a defensive firearm in the context of a dynamic critical incident. This training course, which is only $39.95, offers more than 3 solid hours of powerful, practical, and proven techniques that will increase your speed and efficiency. Some of the topics covered include things like the balance between speed and precision, one-handed and weak-handed reloads, and, of course, shooting around a corner. So to get a copy of this one-of-a-kind training course and to help support Armed American Radio, visit armedamericandvdoffer.com. Once you order, you'll get the 3-DVD training course for only $39.95 plus shipping and handling. This is a great deal. Check it out. Again, go to armedamericandvdoffer.com and get your copy today.
Ever wish you could find a concealed carry holster that allows wearing the clothing of your choice with absolutely no restrictions on body movements? A concealed carry holster that provides such deep concealment that no one will know you're carrying unless you tell them. The world-famous Smart Carry Holster does just that, while providing complete invisibility, total comfort, and freedom of movement, even when carrying a full-size handgun. Make your gun disappear in total comfort today. Visit smartcarry.com now.
Finally, ladies and gentlemen, a 22 Magnum pistol with a 30-round capacity magazine. You heard me right. The Kel-Tec PMR-30 is a lightweight, full-size pistol chambered in 22 Magnum with a double-stack magazine. With a crisp single-action pull and fiber-optic sights, the Kel-Tec PMR-30 is perfect for small game or target shooting. To see it for yourself, visit KelTecWeapons.com. That's KelTecWeapons.com, K-E-L-T-E-C, weapons.com.
One of the few guns that fits comfortably in your pocket, the North American Arms Guardian 32 ACP is the perfect combination of small size, high quality, and great stopping power. Convenient, reliable, and very effective. North American Arms stands behind the Guardian 32 ACP with a lifetime warranty. With standard capacity of 6+1 rounds in a pistol less than 4 inches in length, the Guardian ACP ships with 2 magazines and offers an optional 10-round capacity extended magazine. For more information, visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
The Ruger 1022 Takedown, a new take on the legendary Ruger 1022. With all of the features and functionality of America's favorite rimfire rifle, the Ruger 1022 Takedown easily separates for convenient storage and transportation. Reassembly is simple and returns the rifle to zero, ensuring precision shot after shot. Packed in a backpack-style bag included with the rifle, the Ruger 1022 Takedown makes it easy to keep America's favorite rimfire by your side.
Armed American Radio has joined forces with Gander Mountain and Gander Mountain Academy Firearms Training Centers. Gander Mountain is America's largest retail network of outdoor supply stores and one of the nation's largest retailers of firearms and shooting supplies, staffed with world-class instructors, virtual shooting ranges, indoor live fire ranges, and 180 and 300 degree simulators. Gander Mountain Academy provides the ultimate firearms training experience. For a list of locations, visit gandermountain.com/academy now.
Galco's patented new V-Hawk tuckable inside-the-waistband holster reaches unheard-of heights in comfort, speed, stability, and versatility. Constructed of premium steer hide, the V-Hawk comes complete with leather belt loops and tuckable injection-molded hooks. The open-top design offers both speed and ease of draw, and the reinforced mouth offers one-handed return to the holster. Buy the V-Hawk from Galco at GalcoGunLeather.com today. That's GalcoGunLeather.com.
For more information and to join the conversation, please visit Armed American Radio on Facebook and armedamericanradio.com. And now, from the Crossbreed Holster Studios, here is Mark Walters.
Welcome back to the Armed American Radio Network. I'm reading a report here, a headline very quickly, from Chuck Goody in Chicago, ABC 7 Morning News. Chicago murder rate far worse than during Al Capone gangland days. Let me quote from this column.
Wow.
Let's compare 2 months, he says, January 1929, leading up to the St. Valentine's Day massacre, and last month, January 2013. 42 people were killed in Chicago last month, the most in January since 2002, and far worse than the city's most notorious crime era at the end of the Roaring Twenties. January 1929, there were 26 killings.
Unbelievable.
Now, okay, let's put some math in perspective. I'm sure the population of Chicago was much lower at the time. However, this is the model of gun control that we want to look forward to? This is crazy. Alan Gottlieb joins us. Joe Weaver, welcome back. Alan Gottlieb, welcome back to the Armed American Radio broadcast, sir. Your thoughts on that?
Well, I find it ironic and amusing that Mayor Rahm Emanuel is known as the Godfather.
Yeah.
It's sort of kind of
you know, the irony is not lost here at Armed American Radio. This guy's out there screaming with Bloomberg for more gun control. Guys, I got to tell you, this stuff is comical. If it weren't so darn serious, that Alan, how do they justify? You know, Mike Gallagher asked me this on the Gallagher show just this past week. How do you justify? They're having a difficult time doing it, but they bring Christy Hefner out. We played the clip at the beginning of the hour. Christy Hefner. I don't know why they're asking Christy Hefner anyway, but she's blaming global warming. It's hard to even get out on what's happening and the murder rate in Chicago. It's crazy.
I can't understand it. I mean, the whole thing, it's upside down, and they don't justify it. They don't want to justify it.
They can't justify it.
They just have an agenda, and anything that gets away in the way of the agenda, just, you know, they ignore it.
I'm telling you, it's really something. And we're going, before we close out the hour with you, we're going to find out what it is you're doing now going forward. Incredibly important work. But, Sean, you had a question for Mr. Gottlieb.
Yeah, Mr. Gottlieb, here's a question that I have. As I was watching the Senate hearings on the gun safety, as they put it, one thing that I wanted to know, Columbine, when that happened, weren't we under a gun ban? I mean, and that didn't do anything, if I recall.
Well, of course. I mean, you know, gun bans and crazy people, criminals, they're not going to go with along with the rules. Mm-hmm. It doesn't apply to them. It only applies to you and I. That's what's so stupid about this whole thing. You know, what really sticks in my throat, though, is that I'm sure you guys caught some of this. There have been three instances in the last week where somebody used a gun to prevent one of these mass shootings at a school.
Yes, yes.
You notice how much attention it's getting from the national media? Like zero?
Right, zero.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's not unusual. This doesn't fit their bill. In fact, it flies in the face of their agenda. It makes it very difficult for them. But I do find it funny that they try to continue to go after Chicago as some type of model and New York as some type of model. Speaking of New York, let me get your opinions on what happened. Now, of course, I was out at SHOT, as many thousands of industry personnel were back in January, Alan. And during that two-week period, New York State came in and rammed through the most unbelievable fascist. I mean, this is the kind of stuff you see in Chavez's Venezuela in this gun control bill. 10 rounds, what Feinstein once in a magazine, wasn't good enough for Cuomo, and they took it to 7. What are your thoughts on what New York did? And, of course, Minnesota's now under pressure.
Well, first let me talk about the process in New York. Cuomo recognized and realized time is always on our side. If we can organize against a piece of legislation, we can defeat it. That's why he waived all the rules, did not go along with the normal procedures, and in the dark of night, so to speak, passed this atrocious bill. They did it so fast, of course, they messed a whole lot of things up. They've got law enforcement all upset with them in New York. The movie industry is threatening to pull out from doing movies in New York because they didn't exempt the movie industry like was exempted in past laws in New York. And so this whole bill is going to act – there's going to be some kind of a rewrite of it and something will be done with it. So it's one of the reasons we've been sitting on the sidelines a bit and not filing any lawsuits yet, because whatever you file, believe me, you're going to have to refile all over again because this bill is going to change.
Okay.
But speaking of lawsuits in New York, I would like to – this past week we did have oral arguments at the appeals court level in our case Kwong versus Bloomberg on New York City's fees, excessive fees they charge to be able to have a gun in your own home. And the hearings and the oral arguments went very, very well. And I'm cautiously optimistic here that we're going to win at the appeals court level and knock out New York City's crazy fees they charge to be able to own a gun in your own home. And so I'm really kind of excited about that case because it's an equal protection case.
Right.
To my knowledge, it's going to be the first time that gun owners and Second Amendment rights, you know, got an equal protection stamp on it. And so I'm kind of excited about this right now. And those oral arguments, I think, really went our way, but you can never tell for sure until you get a decision. But I was very, very excited about how we were treated in the courtroom by the judges' comments, and the judges taking the city and the state attorneys to task,
right,
who couldn't answer their questions. That looked really good for us. So keep your fingers crossed. Congress and Bloomberg could be a very big court victory for Second Amendment Foundation gun owners across America.
We'll continue to follow that, no question. I appreciate you bringing that up. Those fees total up over $400, do they not? Is it $350 plus change?
Yeah, well, it's I think it's $360 plus an $80, $90 background check.
Right.
So, yes, it's well over $400.
Mm. And so you can pay $400 and get a rubber stamp no, too, can't you? And you don't get that money back.
You don't get the money back. That's correct.
Yeah.
And we believe it's in total violation of equal protection because you live outside of New York City under the same state law. You pay a maximum of $10.
Mm. Right. Yeah. Well, good luck on that. And we'll continue to follow that. We'll bring you back on as well. What else do you have going forward? We're getting, as much as I hate to say it, we're getting close to closing out the segment. What else can we look for from the Second Amendment Foundation and your great organization as you guys continue to do the work, the boots on the street while we're sleeping? What's happening?
Well, Kuchalski, another one of our cases against New York State's May issue law for getting a permit to carry for self-protection, we filed for cert with the U.S. Supreme Court on that. And a couple of good developments, the Attorney General of the state of Virginia has gotten a whole bunch of other state attorney generals on board to file an amicus brief to the Supreme Court arguing they grant cert to our case. So we might very well have, in the next session of the U.S. Supreme Court, a carry case before the United States Supreme Court. And
that would be that would be beautiful. Can you very quickly give us a background on that? I want listeners to hear that from you.
Well, it's Westchester County in New York where the suit emanates from. New York, of course, you have to have good cause, and good cause isn't just that, you know, you want to protect yourself. Good cause has to be that, you know, somebody eminently is trying to attack you or something. New York is very restrictive in giving out permits to carry. And we don't think, you know, the Constitution demands you have good cause. The burden should be on the state, not on the individual. And so we're taking that case all the way to the Supreme Court. I really think the Supreme Court's going to hear this one.
I am keeping my fingers crossed with you on that. Of course, that was the Second Circuit, correct?
Correct.
That upheld New York state law. We'll continue to follow you with that one as well. Is there anything else happening, or are you just going to sit back right now and let this gun control fiasco until you guys get real active? Got about 10 seconds.
Well, we are active. We're heavily engaged. We've got a national ad campaign, you know, going. And I've been doing like 12 TV and radio shows a day for the last 6 weeks.
Keep it up.
So we're out there pretty heavily.
Excellent. Alan Gottlieb, the great Alan Gottlieb from the Second Amendment Foundation. Thank you so much for joining us and sticking around with us on short notice. We'll talk to you very soon. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the Armed American Radio Network. Great hour. I'm Mark Walters. Remember, carry on, carry often, and carry everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. No self-respecting caveman would ever get caught empty-handed without his or her club. We'll be back with the next hour after this.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org.
Here I come again now, baby, like a dog. Tell us me by the clam and I'll pay.
Walmart.
We go, the horse is the way to carry.
All the fix-ins for Thanksgiving, like Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. Checkout lane with Nestle Carnation Baking Kits and Libby's Pumpkin Pie Filling.
Wherever the pumpkin pie.
Walmart has everything you need to be ready for a great Thanksgiving meal, backed by our ad match guarantee. Our stores will match the price of any local competitor's printed ad for an identical product. Not applicable to Walmart.com. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Trinity.
If credit card debt has you down, nonprofit Trinity Debt Management can help. Trinity will consolidate your bills into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, stop collections calls, wipe out late fees, and drastically reduce your interest. You'll pay thousands less than you originally owed. It's not a loan. It's a way to become debt-free and improve your credit score. So call the Trinity Debt Relief Hotline at 1-800-936-5496. They'll explain their proven program to you with no pressure, just practical solutions and hope for tomorrow. Are you ready to pay off your credit cards in less time for less money? Then call for a free no-obligation debt analysis and become debt-free for keeps. If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496. That's 1-800-936-5496. Call now or visit MyDebtHasMeDown.com.
Trinity.
1-800-936-5496.